Okay, so the path that we have just looked at, it really is looking at the combination of Yesod and Malkut. It really takes us into the mystery, really, of fixity and fluidity, or rather form that is created by movement, but appears substantial. Now, as we enter into that, what we experience is exactly what you've been describing, the part of us that wants to fix and the part of us that is comfortable with surrendering. Now, that in a sense is our, what we have to get interested here is our relationship. At each point when we explore these different aspects of the tree, we're exploring our particular relationship to the territory that we're covering. So here, of course, we're looking into this sense of the bridge between ordinary waking, solid consciousness, concrete consciousness, and dream consciousness. Right, this is kind of I'll talk a little bit later on about Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass. This is a territory of Wonderland. This is the territory of stepping through the looking glass, where things that are apparent and ordinary become extraordinary, become mysterious, and yet remain ordinary. So what happens to us in that moment is that we have to we're looking, in this instance, we're absolutely looking into our relationship between that which appears real. This is the mystery of Yesod. That which appears solid, the foundation, is actually this paradoxical moving place somewhere. And partly we like it, partly we don't. Partly we're comfortable, partly we don't. And actually, it's just about receiving the whole of our experience in that, really. Yeah. Okay. So just come back to Faye, and then we'll go break for lunch. Faye, come.
I just wondered about this path. Is it a path connected to the realms between the life and death?
Yeah, that too. That absolutely.
Okay, because I
Right,
had an
so.
experience of that, and I didn't know whether that was just because my cat, by the way, everyone who doesn't know,
Yeah.
had to put to sleep and has
Yeah.
died.
Yeah.
So
So.
I'm in that realm.
Yeah.
So that possibly influenced my.
It probably would, but it is part of the experience of this path anyway. What did you experience? What did you touch?
Well, I did have the thing like I was going through a different. From one round to the other,
Yeah.
and I became light, and I was just this movement, this moving light.
Yeah.
So I had that sense of fluidity.
Yeah.
And then it was when I spoke to the maiden,
Yeah.
there was this kind of connection and
Yeah.
conversation about how this reassurance that all souls that pass are kind of taken care of.
Lovely, great. Yeah.
These kind of maidens
Yeah.
take care of all the souls that pass and
Yeah.
help them to transition into the next world.
Yeah.
And there was this very fluid in and out kind
Yeah,
of.
great. Now that's lovely, right? And that's of course absolutely right. I mean, this of course is part of Avalon. These are the nine sisters who receive Arthur and who receive the dead and help them to heal. Right. So of course this path in it's the path into dream, but it's also the path into death. It's the path that we walk when we leave this realm and walk into the inner realms. And as the maidens have said, people are helped in that place to find their way into their next transition, really.
Thanks.
Okey-dokey, peeps. So we'll break for lunch now and come back at 1:30. And I hope if Di has some magic electricity up, she will be able to join us. If not, I guess she won't. So have a nice lunch. Remember, if you're keeping your connection open, to mute yourself so we don't join you at lunch. And I'll talk to you in an hour and a half. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye bye.
Bye.